friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners from around the world. Here I go again. It's John Edmund, back with you, podcasting from the bushveld of South Africa. Yes, this old bushveld has many secrets and stories. Of course, as I said in a previous podcast, bushveld areas throughout Southern Africa have been traversed by many local tribes, adventurers, explorers, slave traders, and early settlers. In olden times, journeys were made on foot, and all accoutrements were carried by themselves or by porters. Then came the wheel. The wagons started rolling. Golden diamonds were discovered, and wars occurred. After the British domination in the Cape, the Boers moved ever northwards and formed their new republics in landlocked areas. They had to find a route to the sea, and to the Portuguese territory would be the best place to go, and they did. Their old wagon trails were then later used by transport riders carrying goods to and from gold mines that had been discovered in the Eastern Transvaal. One such transport rider was one Percy Fitzpatrick. Whenever one looks at old photographs of pioneers or soldiers or happenings, there always seems to be a dog in the photograph. Now, transport riders and hunters always had dogs, and Percy Fitzpatrick was no different. He had a mongrel part Staffordshire Terrier called Jock. What a phenomenal, loyal, skillful, courageous canine companion he was. There have been many films made of the book Percy Fitzpatrick wrote called Jock of the Bushveld. But before all this, I wrote a song bearing the same title. I was asked by the promoters to perform it live at the cinema that hosted the first command performance of the very first Jock of the Bushveld movie. All my songwriter royalties from my album featuring this song went to the Percy Fitzpatrick Memorial Trust, which to this day supports wildlife conservation schemes in the Kruger National Park. This song is also featured on the album Ballads of the Bushveld. I thought it belongs there. Well, time marches on, but let's rewind back to almost 2.5 centuries. In 1776, when Scottish inventor James Watt watched steam from a boiling kettle lifting the lid, he realized its power and developed his first steam engine. This mode of power has been used for over 200 years, but it's now disappearing. To have ridden through the bushveld on steam trains, sail on steamships, and see other steam-driven inventions, it's indeed a privilege. The memories evoke romance and adventure. These mighty machines should be preserved forever for our progeny and descendants. And so I decided to write my own true story about this in a song called The Last Days of Steam. It tells of my memories of these mighty machines. Shortly after World War II, as a young boy, with my folks, I sailed on a steamship from Durban round the Cape to Liverpool. The journey took 9 weeks, and there were no stops and no signs of land. On the voyage, the captain took me to the engine room of the steamship, which was called the SS Themistocles, SS meaning steamship. This ship was in the fleet of the Shaw Savile Line. When we eventually sailed up the Mersey River to the port of Liverpool, I saw the masts of sunken ships and other ships all blasted by German bombers, and a lot of buildings in the city were dissected and destroyed by air raid bombs. I even saw a steam-driven earth-moving machine picking up all the bricks and the rubble. And so this memory had to be put in a song. So I wrote the song, The Last Days of Steam. And so, folks, after letting off a bit of steam in this podcast, may I blow the departing whistle until I roll on back next week with more about Ballads of the Bushveld. Till then, folks, listen in, and I'll talk to you again. Before I go, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eye on the website, and remember, my songs are available on most popular music platforms. Cheers, keep rolling, peace, shalom, tot ziens, salagasli, and zvakanaka.